And what's the thing called that you, well, it has four wheels and a handle and you put a baby in it if you want to?
Carriage.
Okay, and if you have a baby in a carriage, you would say you're going to what the baby?
Ride, take the baby to ride.
Okay, you're going to what the carriage?
Push.
Okay. And if you have a field, this is supposed to be a field, mm-hmm. and you're standing over here and you want to get here, you can either go this way or this way. And if you go this way, what's it called? What are you doing?
Well, you're going catacombs.
Okay. And if you have two streets that intersect like that, and you have a house here and a house here, these houses are what?
On cars.
Okay. How about these houses? What relationship do they have?
Catacombs.
Okay. And does catacombs also refer to a piece of furniture that was just across the corner?
Yes. And I despise that kind of thing. Now, I don't mind that being in the corner, but I don't like a dresser or anything in the corner.
It's so easy to drop things behind.
Well, it just doesn't look right to me.
Well, I've been interested to do that. I had never heard catacombs used in relation to a piece of furniture before. I've heard it quite a few times.
Yeah.
Well, those are all the questions, and I certainly appreciate your taking the time to
answer.
Well,
I'm sorry that I messed you up by forgetting that I had a meeting tonight. I forgot it completely when you were here.
Oh, that's fine. I wonder, I haven't found out much about the town of Woodbine. Can you tell me what most of the people here do for a living and what the town?
Most of them work at Stockholm, not too far. I reckon it's about 15 miles too, but yeah, about 15 miles to Thiokol.
What is it?
Now, it's hard to tell what Thiokol is. It's, they do all kinds of things there, chemical things.
Oh, cool.
They really thought they were going to make solid fuel was the main thing, and they put up there, and then the government somehow, they couldn't meet qualifications some way. Then they had an awful explosion there about a year ago. Killed a lot of people. They were terrible. But they're still working and they're still doing things. They're wonderful things. And a lot of the people from here work there, and a lot of them work in the bag factory and the paper factory in St. Mary's. And then some of them teach here and some work, you know, with government organizations like health and welfare.
Mm-hmm.
And of course we have schools and mm-hmm. teachers. And
is there a high school here?
No. High school has moved to St. Mary's. We've had quite a school business.
Isn't that an awful long way to go?
Why? It's just terrible. The school, I mean, some of the children are on the buses longer than they're in school. It is just ridiculous.
Oh, no.
It is, oh no. Did you see on TV not long ago on 60 Minutes?
No.
I'm glad you didn't see it. It was horrible about the various things that they're doing down there that are illegal. And it's going to be in federal court before long. Maybe you'll see again of it, but it's what they're doing down there. And one of my best friends, they say, he's a lawyer, and he's in with a paper company. And if you work for the paper company, you've got to live down there. Whether you own your home here, or whether you buy a home. See, they made several people just quit and go down, that is, if they expect a promotion.
What was that?